Randy Alcorn tells the story of a kind-hearted king who finds a blind, destitute orphan boy while on a hunt in the forest. He raises this boy for 20 years, holds and loves and clothes and feeds him. And then he meets a brilliant surgeon who is able to operate on his son and restore his sight. What will be the boy's first sight? He had eyes for one person alone, his father, whom he adored, who had rescued and loved him so. More than the palace, more than the gardens and all the beauty of these royal surroundings in which he was raised, he wanted to see his dad. And so it will be for us in heaven. Earth's most exhilarating, adrenaline-pumping experiences will seem tame and pathetic compared to this. Is that at the top of your wish list, Christian? More than health or family or friends, to see God and enjoy his love and a world of loving one another forever and ever and ever, and a few more billion years after that. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 13 one last time. We come to verse 13, and Paul takes his praise of love one step further and reaches his crescendo and climax, punctuating and concluding the whole chapter. The fifth way that love lasts is it outshines the cardinal virtues. It outshines the cardinal virtues. Look there. But now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Right where he began in verse 8, love never fails. And now love abides. As if it wasn't convincing enough for Paul to show us how love outlasts and outshines the spiritual gifts, now he shows us how love even outshines other spiritual virtues, even the lead actors, the stars of the show, which are faith and hope. Where would we be without faith? We'd be unbelievers, lost, cut off from God and salvation and all of his promises that we grasp by faith. Where would we be without hope, beloved? We'd be hopeless. No certainty, no confident expectation of the future God has promised us. Only despair and darkness, and doom and gloom, and anxiety and terror, and endless pessimism. Now, will there be faith and hope in heaven? The answer from Scripture is yania. Yes and no. In heaven, we'll walk by sight, not by faith. In heaven, we'll have all that we've hoped for, and yet Paul is saying here that in contrast to temporary gifts, these graces remain, they last, they abide. Faith and hope are huge, comprehensive virtues. Some aspects and expressions of faith and hope won't be necessary in heaven, but in other ways, they probably will continue. Will we not in heaven still trust our Lord and hope and expect greater and greater things from him throughout eternity? Scripture says we will. Think of it. When you love someone, you trust him and anticipate new joys from him or from her, that person, more and more. And yet, in this famous New Testament triad, it's very common, faith, hope, and love, Paul says there is a uncontested winner. There's a definite champ. There's a top dog, and it's love. How so? Well, what gives love first place among the virtues? What makes even faith and hope inferior to love? Why should we prioritize love even over faith and hope in our relationships with one another in the church? Well, the answer is Scripture never says God is faith or God is hope, but 1 John 4, God is love. When we love one another, we are most like God. Love most closely links us with the eternal character, the divine attributes of our God. If he had not first loved and pursued us in Christ, we would never have responded in faith and hope. Love was first. Love is foundational. Love is the root from which these fruits of faith and hope have sprung. In one sense, love is the source of faith and hope. We look back at verse 7. It's because of love that we bear all things, and believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. And Paul showed this even back in verse 2. You can have faith, but without love. But and that's the danger. You can have hope without love, but not vice versa. You can't truly have Christian love without the fruits of that, faith and hope. Love is the all-embracing mother virtue, you could say. It's love that energizes faith and hope. I think that's Paul's point here in verse 13. It's love that utilizes the spiritual gifts for the good of others. Five ways that love lasts here in verses 8 to 13. I'll close with this. One of Jonathan Edwards' most famous sermons preached during the days of the Great Awakening in the mid-1700s, the 18th century there in North America, also in England. One of his most famous sermons was Heaven, a World of Love. That was the title. What will heaven be like, he asked. It will be a place marinated in love. Imagine this, brothers and sisters. Heaven will be a place where we'll breathe an atmosphere of pure love and bask in the sunshine of love's warmth and swim in the ocean of love's depths, because we'll be at the source of love's the fountainhead, God himself. Here's how Edwards puts it. There in heaven, this infinite fountain of love, this eternal three in one, is set open without any obstacle to hinder access to it as it flows forever. There, this glorious God is manifested and shines forth in full glory and beams of love. And there, this glorious fountain forever flows forth in streams, yea, in rivers of love and delight. And these rivers swell, as it were, to an ocean of love, in which the souls of the ransomed may bathe with the sweetest enjoyment, and their hearts, as it were, be deluged, flooded with love. Edward says, heaven will be a world of love, because only lovely things and lovely people and lovely objects will be there. Hate will find no place, not a drop of it, not an ounce. Everyone and everything will be perfectly pure and perfectly lovely. In every heart, says Edwards, in heaven, love dwells and love reigns. Everything that verses 4 to 7 contrasted love with won't exist in heaven. All will be patient and kind. None will be jealous or bragging, arrogant or unbecoming, or selfish or self-seeking or provoking or keeping score. No unrighteousness, only truth. Only love, forever and ever. Don't you know, beloved, how long it will be until you are with the Lord? Only the Lord knows that, right? Could be years, could be months, could be days, could be hours. We might only be a few steps away from the celestial city. Are you ready? Do you know this God of love? Are you ready to step into eternity, that day when only love will matter? All our squabbles, all our troubles will be forgotten. Christ and his love will be all in all. Let's pray. Dear Father, please do teach us to love. Love through us, O love of God. We pray as Jesus prayed for his disciples and for us, that and taught us to pray that your will be done more on earth as it's done perfectly in heaven, a heaven that is a world of perfect love. Think of the words of that hymn writer. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face, I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Oh Lord, keep us hoping, trusting, loving until that day. In our Savior's loving, holy name we pray. Amen.